Good evening. This is Shabshati Bhattacharya with Regional News. Indian Coast Guard ship Samudra Pehredar, a specialized pollution control vessel, has reached Manila Bay, Philippines, as part of overseas deployment to ASEAN countries. The visit of the vessel is part of a broader initiative aimed at demonstration of Indian Coast Guard marine pollution response capabilities and shared concern and resolve towards marine pollution in the ASEAN region. Defense Ministry said the ship is equipped with specialized marine pollution control equipment and a Chetak helicopter in pollution response configuration designed to contain and recover spilled oil and augment the operation. The Election Commission has issued advisory to chief electoral officers of all the states and union territories in view of heat wave. It said India Meteorological Department has indicated the probability of above normal temperatures during forthcoming summer season, which may translate into stronger and longer spells of heat wave, especially during March to June this year. The Commission has shared a copy of do's and don'ts issued by National Disaster Management Authority regarding minimization of heat wave impact. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that heavy rainfall is expected in Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. It said Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sikkim, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Gangetic West Bengal are expected to experience light to moderate rainfall today. Arunachal Pradesh witnessed 54.1 millimeter rainfall till 8:30 a.m. this morning as per Meteorological Center, Itanagar. Indian Minister and Lok Sabha MP from Arunachal West, Kiran Rijiju, said that his rival and Congress candidate for the upcoming parliamentary elections, former Chief Minister Nabum Tuki, is getting old and has done enough as a politician. Addressing a press conference in Itanagar, Rijiju said now Tuki should give his blessings to him as he is the person who can do better for the Arunachal West parliamentary constituency. He also spoke on the Chakma Hajong issue and said that they will not get citizenship from Arunachal Pradesh. Rijiju said that under the provisions of CA, all persecuted religious minorities of Bangladesh and Pakistan who arrived in India before 2014 are eligible to get Indian citizenship. However, Chakma Hajongs are not entitled to get citizenship of India as a resident of Arunachal Pradesh, as this state is a tribal state. He also said deporting the Chakma Hajong from the state will take place as and when a suitable place to relocate them is finalized. MLA Sepa East Tapuk Taku resigned from NPP and joined BJP in a ceremony attended by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Union Minister Riju, Ministers Bamang Felix and Tage Taki, MLA Bamang Goruk Podung and others in a city hotel in Itanagar. In a social media post, Mr. Khandu welcomed Tapuk Taku to the BJP party. Union Minister and BJP candidate for Arunachal West parliamentary seat, Kiran Rijiju, filed his nomination papers at ALO today. His rival and Congress candidate, former Chief Minister Nabum Tuki, also filed his nomination at ALO today. Three MLA candidates from BJP, Neamar Karbak, Kento Juni and Topin Ete, also filed their papers for Liromoba, ALO East and ALO West Assembly constituency, respectively, at ALO. The Indian Coast Guard has rescued five fishermen from a sinking Indian fishing boat at mid-sea approximately 50 kilometers from Porbandar. The ICG's action came in response to an SOS call. ICG ship C-16 quickly arrived in the vicinity of the fishing boat in a short time and launched the rescue and support mission. As the fishing boat was already 75% flooded, it sank 12 kilometers off Porbandar. The ICG ship rescued all five crew members and medical support was provided to them. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium at Chennai today. And now the weather forecast. According to the Met Center, there will be general cloudy sky with a few spells of rain or thundershower in and around Itanagar and surrounding areas during the next 24 hours. The maximum temperature recorded today was 22.3 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 18.2 degrees Celsius with a rainfall of 1.5 millimeter. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.